You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is May 24th, 2021. Everyone, welcome back to the podcast on this very special edition. It's actually 10 years for me now. I cannot believe this is my 10-year wet shaving anniversary this month. I started wet shaving back in 2011, which actually I didn't realize it was only 10 years. I thought it was a little bit longer than that, but really it's been 2011. That's when I started to wet shave, May of 2011. And a recent event just made me really look back in the archives and think a little bit about it. And that's why, I'm bringing this show to you today. I honestly didn't even think about it until recently. And yeah, it's been 10 years. So there's been a lot of milestones, wet shaving milestones. I can be completely honest, my wife, who at the time was my girlfriend when I started wet shaving, I never thought I was going to keep up with it this long. And we just had that conversation today. And she's like, yeah, I can't believe you've been doing this for that long and you're still really into it and having fun with it. She always thought it was only going to last 6 months to a year. And, you know, it's been going on for 10 years. So, unbelievable. So, we're going to talk a little bit about a few of my milestones. I have a picture, a little cutout of my first post on Badger and Blade that I posted. And, you know, I was just really getting into wet shaving. That I probably was wet shaving maybe several weeks when I posted that. I know it was in the beginning of May when I started, but I'll tell you that story, which I've mentioned a few times, you know, in my wet shaving career or whatever, or my life that I've mentioned before. So I'll give you a little bit more insight on that. Also, a couple of other cool things going on. We had a couple of new releases come out, a couple of wet shaving razors, safety razors and stuff coming out. So really some cool releases. The Rocknell 2021 Sailor Adjustable is out there now. It's starting to get sent out, mailed out, so people are starting to see that. And a few other things from Blackland Razors. They have that titanium comeback, which has been a couple of years since they've had that. And also the 3D printed razor. There's been a lot of information on that coming out too. And really, another really good story is another barnyard, or I call it barn find, bottom dial. So somebody found a bottom dial in an antique store for under $20. This is the third or fourth time I've heard of this happening in the last 2 years, second this year. So this is just giving you guys some motivation, giving me motivation to keep checking antique stores because you never know what you're going to find. And on Collector's Corner this week, a very cool, more modern style safety razor, but it's got to be called, you got to consider it a collectible because it's really one of the only ones out there. It's called a Sevier. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong. 2.0. It's a double blade DE. Now, this is something I had some content on in the past, but I do want to give it its recognition because it's been around for about 10 to 15 years now, and it's still pretty cool to see, and you don't see too much about it. But another thing that's great about it is it's affordable. You can probably get one for under $15, and it's just cool because of the concept, and that's why I really wanted to feature it on Collector's Corner. So without further ado, guys, let's get on with the show. 10 years wet shaving. It's a big milestone for me. I don't think I've ever done many things over 10 years in my life other than playing a few musical instruments and really going to school. 10 years of my I haven't done anything consistently. I haven't even had a job for I've had a job for 9.5 years prior to the job I'm at now. So, yeah, almost 10 years even at the same company. So, this is one of the milestones, and it's a big deal, believe it or not. Now, I'll tell you how I came across of this 10-year wet shaving anniversary. I didn't even realize it. I actually thought I was wet shaving longer, but I realized it was actually 10 years. Just a few weeks ago, my grandmother did pass away. So, unfortunately, she passed away at 93 years old. She has suffered from Alzheimer's for about 15 years, and she, you know, she wasn't really didn't recognize anybody or anything like that. But my grandfather passed away exactly 10 years ago to this month. So they were actually a week apart, 10 years. So she was a week before his 10-year anniversary of passing away, which is weird. When I thought about that and I saw that she did, we were thinking about my grandfather and we're tending to her arrangements. It was looking at it, I was like, wait a minute. My grandfather, when he passed away, I found the razor in his stuff. I found my 1979 Black Beauty, Double Edge, Gillette, and his stuff. And that's what actually, it kind of started, jump-started a, I guess, the wet shaving bug for me. You know, I started looking at it. I said, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. I got interested in it. And I looked around, you know, I looked on the internet about some for stuff on it. And I looked at, you know, I was looking and looking and looking. And I found a bunch of information. That's where I found a few forums. I found Badger and Blade. I found the Straight Razor Place. I found the Shave Den. And I just started really researching it and reading about it and just researching it and looking for, you know, people that use them or if they could use them. And I saw a lot of people were actually using these razors. So I said, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot. So I went to Walmart or Publix or grocery store. I forgot. I think it was Walmart. Picked up a set of double-edged blades and I started messing around with it. And when I was doing that, I mentioned it to my parents, and my mom said, oh, I have your other grandfather's razor. It's a really weird one. And she gave me that razor, which is in the attic of my childhood home. And I tried. I remember cutting my finger on it back when I was a kid. It was a Rolls razor, and I remember messing around with it when I found it. And I did cut my finger pretty bad on it when I was probably about 8 or 9 years old. You never forget a good injury. So I took that razor. And I said, you know, I'm going to take this and research this one. And while I was at my parents' house, I was researching it, and I saw guys using it. So I went ahead and tried to use it and had a terrible experience. So that's actually technically my first wet shave was with a Rolls razor. But I went out and I looked at how to hone it, and I sent it out, and somebody sharpened it up for me. And I got to use it, and I got better shaves with it. The double-edged razor, I started using, messing around with that too. And I wasn't too crazy about it at first. So I decided to say, hey, you know what? I wonder if people still use straight razors. So I just looked that up as well. And that's when I got really interested. So I saw the straight razor back in May of 2011. And I purchased two of them. And I started to shave with them. I got one that was shave ready, one that wasn't. And I can tell you, I tried honing on myself after a while. I had a pretty terrible experience, right? So it was back in June 1st of 2011 when I made my first post. When I joined Badger and Blade. Now, I was a lurker for about a month, and I joined it, and I just said, you know what? I just posted out there, and I got a lot of positive, you know, comments and stuff, and I cut out the actual post itself, and I put it right here on the show notes. So you guys have my name on there, my screen name. So you guys, if you ever feel, you know, want to contact me or send me a message on there, that's feel free to. I'm not as active as I used to be, but I still have an active account. I still check it. So I was just messing around in there a little bit and just feeling out the people. And I remember a lot of cool stuff like that I was researching, and a lot of great people. I know a couple of members back then, you know, piffed me, passed it forward, a couple of double-edged razors, some blades. I'll be honest, at the time, I was still in school. I was in college. And being a late student, I already owned my own home and everything like that. And I didn't have any money, so I really was broke, and I was really broke. Like, I was eating like ramen noodles broke, and I was paying my way through school. I had a dog. I had, you know, my own home, and I was dating my wife for a couple of years. Then she was my girlfriend at the time, but didn't live with me or anything like that at the time. So we started dating, and really I was getting into it, but I didn't have very much money, so I couldn't get into like really big into it. So I bought some stuff on eBay. And, you know, bought a strop used from some company that's not in business anymore. And I just started really just going through it and buying a bunch, you know, some stuff here and there when I had a few extra bucks. And really had some fun with it, had a lot of wet shaving fun. And I remember my wife, she purchased for me that Christmas. She saw me messing with these old straight razors, and my face was getting chopped up. I'm going to be honest with you, it wasn't really looking too good. She went out and bought me from the Art of Shaving, actually in Boca Raton, Florida. She went out there and bought me a straight razor from there, from the Art of Shaving. So she grossly overpaid for it and bought me a brand new Badger brush, because I was using like a Vander Hagen brush with two old, really old straight razors. The one that I still own, and the other one I gave away some time ago. And I tried it, and that was when I really started getting some great shaves with it. It was a Dovo straight razor from the Art of Shaving. She bought me that, a brush, and a cream. So I thought that was really nice that she did that. It was my first brand new wet shaving item I ever got. Like, everything else I was getting was used or secondhand. And I started really, really taking good care of it. And I have the most shaves out of any razor I've owned on that razor. I still have it to this day, and I'll never get rid of it. So that's how it started, you know. an unfortunate event, you know, if it actually got me to really thinking about it. But, you know, with stuff like that, you find sometimes it can start something good too. You know, it can be something good of everything. And, you know, for 10 years I've been doing wet shaving. And I remember my wife saying, I can't believe, she just, like I previously mentioned, she said that I cannot believe you're still doing this after 10 years and you're still very actively collecting and finding everything. Now, through those 10 years, I've met probably close to several hundred people online, if not thousands, I don't know, maybe 100, and just have met, you know, acquaintances and made really good friends, have lost some friends in the way, made some friends in the way, and some people have just, you know, come and go, and that's being an adult, that happens. And I've traveled to several places for wet shaving. You know, I've been to quite a few meetups and stuff, and just really it's done nothing but good for me. So I've really enjoyed wet shaving. It's been very fun, and I'm glad that I took the plunge that day and made that post, because that's what really started it for me and started the community of wet shaving, which is still, I think, even though it's much larger now, it's still great. You know, it's still just as good. So in the last 10 years, what has changed in wet shaving? Well, I could tell you when I started, there was like four, maybe half a dozen artisans out there with soaps and stuff. This is back in 2011. There was very few. It was mostly traditional products. There was only like one or two custom brush makers, safety razors. Now that's something that it was Mercor and then Vintage. That was it. I don't remember seeing too many other items out there. I think Edwin Jagger was out back then too, so that was another brand. But most of it, I just remember everything was Mercor and everything was Vintage Gillette and Vintage razors you could find. Shaving brushes was mostly Rooney's. Rooney's were big. Rooney's were big. You know, you had a couple of, I think Rudy Vey, that was one of them. That was he was an artisan. He was one of the first ones around. You had a couple of other guys out there, not much. One other person I know, I'm forgetting his name, he's very popular, and I think he's passed on now, but he was very big back then. And also you had, really that was about it. You had straight razors, you had Dovo, you had Thierzsard, and a couple of other brands out there as well. Wasn't too much going on with that either, brand new at least. I think Maestro was still around there. Maestro Livy was out. You had some other ones as well, Bokers and stuff. So, I mean, that was really it. And Strops, when it came to Strops, I could tell you the Well-Shaved Gentleman or the Heirloom Razor Company, Razor Strop Company, which is Tony Miller. I hope I got the name right. I actually have a couple of his strops. That guy was like, he was like king there. And Whip Dog, Larry Anderson, Larry, he was really big too back then. He was honing straight razors, vintage ones, and selling them for great prices. They didn't look great, but they were great shavers. He's a great guy. He's helped me out a lot too. And of course, you know, you had guys like Glenn Abrams with his experience just helping people out with straight razors and stuff. So a lot of great people out there. But actually, there was in 2011, I believe there were no new like safety razor companies or straight razor companies as of yet. And now today we have look at the market. You have vendors every day posting something new. You have probably hundreds of different safety razors available new. You have maybe dozens of straight razor producers now, and just a lot of people, a lot of vendors. There's three major forums. I think there's like nine right now. You know, you had no podcasts at the time. Now you have, I think there's four or five podcasts out there, and there's been more and less from there. And no major events like the Big Shave West didn't exist. You had a couple of the Shave Mug guys were meeting up back then, I'll be honest with you on that. I really wanted to go to that too. That was like one of my bucket list meetups is go to the Shave Mug collectors, and they turned it into like a big shaving. I still want to go to one of those meetups. I haven't been yet. Hopefully I can. And that was something big back then. So 10 years, guys, it's changed so much. It's been so great to me. I hope wet shaving has been good to you. And, you know, collecting for so many years, it was like when I mentioned last year when I finally got my bottom dial, I was pretty much done. You know, I was finished with collecting. I said to, you know, I even said to myself, I'm like, wow, I got everything I've ever wanted in wet shaving. It's taken me 10 years, but I've gotten most of the stuff that I've wanted and a lot of patience and a lot of saving up and a lot of, change bucket dumps at the bank and all that stuff. So, I mean, I saved up a lot of my spare money and spent a lot of it on wet shaving in the years. You know, all the soaps and artisans I've tried, met. It's just been really great. So I wanted to take some time to talk about that, you know, how an unfortunate thing can lead to something great. and 10 years of wet shaving. It's just hard to believe. I could just remember, and I hate going on about this because I know it does upset some listeners, but it's just, it is good to talk about. I remember when I was in school and I was going through some tough tests and I was getting beat up, and you know, like I said, I didn't have much money to really do much of anything except study. And I really wanted to finish school and get my degree. I remember sitting in the library and I would say, you know what, for my 10-minute break, I would log into to Badger and Blade and just look at stuff and just read, you know, posts and post a few of myself for myself. And I've been on a lot of forums. I've been on watch forums. I also love pens and watches, guys. If you don't know much about me, I do love vintage watches, new watches. It's not something that I have a lot of them. I have several, but I love reading about it. And I can tell you, the watch guys are not that nice. The pen guys are okay, but the shaving guys, man, those forums were the best. Those were the most supportive people out there. Was the wet shaving forums at the time, and just, you know, that actual memory of me just sitting there in the library of school, going on Badger and Blade and looking stuff up and taking a moment just to read, and probably taking a little bit too much longer than I should have on my break that I was taking to look at wet shaving stuff. It just brings back some really, really good memories that just makes me smile and makes me happy. So I hope you guys find the same thing about wet shaving and keep going. And when you hit your 10 years and 20 years and 25 years or whatever anniversary, take a moment to just really think about the past and think about what you've done in the last 10 years with it. And think about what you want this hobby to be for you in the next 10 years. So that's all I got to say about that, guys. And thank you for listening for my 10 years of wet shaving little segment of the podcast. I do appreciate it. And thank you all for all the support over the last 10 years, because it's been really a great ride, and going to do it another 10 years. So looking forward to the future as well. All right. So moving along, some new releases coming out now with razors. You know, Rocknell 2021 Sailor, which is an adjustable razor that was done by Barbados and Rocknell, a little collaboration they did starting in 2016. So this is the 5th year anniversary, is out. I believe they're all sold out, but it's 100 razors made, but this is the first 100% stainless steel adjustable razor of modern time made by a modern producer from my records. And this razor is, every year I keep saying to myself, I got to get one of these somehow, some way. I have to get one. I know they're on the higher price of razors, but they are really cool, and all I hear is positive reviews on it. I did miss the release this year, but I do wish everybody good luck with theirs, and congratulations for getting one. So looking forward to seeing those out. Those should be starting to ship out soon. If not, by the time of this podcast, I think some people do actually have them in their hands. So I'm going to look out and talk a little bit more about that in the near future. Blackland Razors, the maker of the Blackbird, came back out with their titanium release, which has been a few years since we've seen that. And titanium is an awesome metal, guys. It doesn't hold, it can, I think, really a strong polish like stainless steel, but it's kind of like the feel of stainless steel, but without about half the weight or three quarters of the weight. So I love titanium razors. I know they're, you know, quite costly, but they are really awesome to own. Really wishing Blackland good luck on that. And also, they have their new 3D printed stainless steel razor. That there, a lot of stuff is coming out on that. I think those just got released, or if not, they will be. So look forward to seeing some more of those out there. And that razor is only razor starting at $75 or $79. So really affordable, brand new, actually made in the United States, stainless steel razor with a 3D printing actually technology. So looking forward to seeing that too, guys. So if you get one, let me know if you like it or not, and I'll be picking one up myself here in the next few weeks. All right, everyone, moving along to the barnyard find section. I know this is something that you see a lot with classic cars. You see a guy finds an old Vette in a barn or something like that, or finds an old Jaguar or something like that in a barn or in an old garage, and something that hasn't been touched in 50 or 60 years. Well, it also works for wet shaving stuff too. Recently, a gentleman on the Vintage Gillette Collectors Facebook page, which if you haven't been on that, there are some really great collectors on there. You have, of course, you know, you have the guys behind Razor Emporium. You have Matt. He's a member on there. You have a lot of collectors on there. There's a gentleman from the Netherlands as well who is massive with Gillette stuff. He has everything as well. He's got a great collection. You know, you've got some really big collectors on that site. And this gentleman went in there and said he went into an antique store and purchased it for $12. $12, he got a nice, in good shape, bottom dial Fatboy Gillette. So when I say, like, hey, Barnyard finds are still out there, it is still possible to find that, because this is not the only one I've seen. This is the second one, I think, this year. I think the other one, somebody paid $25, and another guy paid a few years ago $85. And then there was another gentleman, I think 2 years ago, that found one in a bucket of stuff. Like, he had a bucket of razors, and he found a toggle, and he found a bottom dial in there. It's like unbelievable. Really incredible on how these razors are still out there. And there's still quite a few that haven't been discovered. I don't know if this one's been traded, but this is, I would consider this as a brand new one. So really great to see this, because the same week that this came out, one sold on eBay for $1,300. So, and that was in not as good a shape as this. So all I got to say, guys, get out there and look. You never know what you're going to find. You're going to find a rubber set 400 eventually. You might find a bottom dial. You might find a toggle. You might find a red dot fat boy. You might find something you never even heard of before. You never know. You just got to look. So if you're driving by that antique store or flea market and you got a few minutes, stop on in and just ask, hey, do you have any razors? Because obviously there's still some out there if this is still happening in 2021, 60 years from when these razors were new and in limited production. So all I got to say is to the gentleman who got this razor, if you're listening, you are hit the lotto this year, the wet shaving lotto. So I would play the numbers in the regular lotto as well. And keep looking, guys. They're out there. On Collector's Corner this week, I did want to feature a razor that I spoke about some years ago. It's called this, and I hope I'm saying it right. I think on the YouTube video I did, it was wrong as well. The Severe 2.0 Double Blade DE. Now, if you look at the show notes, it is a razor with a plastic guard with a open comb and a closed comb. And also has aluminum top cap and aluminum handle with a little piece of like aluminum metal in the middle to split the blades up. And what you do is you take your bottom blade, you put it in there, hole. You then take the blade you take the little spacer, you put it on there, and then you put the other top blade and you snap it in half, and it kind of like fits it. Because it's more of an angle, so it fits a little better. It fits in the guard, and you screw it together as a traditional like three-piece razor would do. And you can actually get a pretty decent shave with this. It's great for head shaving, and it's kind of great. It's great transition razor from cartridges to double-edged razors, right? It's a good transition. It gives you a nice clean shave. Now, at first, I was very skeptical on this razor. I was like, no way. I got it for $7 US. It's light. It feels cheap, but it's actually not that bad. It's a Russian-made razor. And just trying it a few times, I was like, wow, this is not bad at all. And I actually still own this razor to this day. And I have it in my rotation. So I do use it actually for head shaving here and there. And it's really enjoyable. I do enjoy using it. And the reason why I'm putting it as a collectible item is because it's the only thing I've seen with that design. I've seen other ones using double-edged blades, but I've never seen one using with this particular design with the split blade and everything. And I've never seen one, honestly, that's worked. So, great razor. If you ever get a chance to try it, it is available. It's on the Viscod website. If you're looking for them, they have it, which is the blades. You can get the blades there as well. Works great with their blades, and it's actually really a fun razor. You can also use it with just one blade too, and not use the plastic guard. The aluminum little spacer too. So you can use it with one; it does work just as well. And with the plastic guard, it's really nice for head shaving. So I do recommend trying it. All right, guys, and that concludes the podcast this week. A little bit over our time, more so than usual. So I do apologize for that. But I did want to mention that our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. A special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, and most of all, you guys, the listeners. Our next show will be on the 7th of June. So until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.